If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner ShipStation and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you're not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, and welcome to Something Special. This is an extended cut. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School, but what we're going to do today is a bit different. We are now back with extended cuts in year number two. Now, this is a special episode focused on something really important. I want to help you reframe your thinking about FOMO, the fear of missing out, and understand why it's critical to let go of ideas, even good ones. That's right, you got to let go of ideas, even good ones. And not only that, I'll show you seven ways to know when it's time to let go of any particular idea. All right, so I said this is a special episode. If you're new, if you just joined Side Hustle School this year, or also just because it's been several months since we've done one of these, every month in 2017, we had one of these special episodes diving into a particular topic as requested by you, or if not you personally, at least other listeners. Different questions I heard as I traveled the country on my book tour, questions in my inbox, questions in Side Hustle Society. And in 2017, we had 12 of these extended episodes, beginning with the power of observation, continuing through topics like how to build a website in 90 minutes, how to choose between different ideas, how to price your product or service, how to recover from a side hustle disaster. I've known far too many of those. How to get a book deal, lessons in podcasting, even how to conduct your own annual review. Now, all of this content is available completely free. You can go and download or listen at sidehustleschool.com/extended. From there, you should see links to each of the episodes. They're also in your podcast feed, but you know, we've had 450 regular episodes, so sometimes it can be hard to find them. If you want to see like an easy way that they're categorized, just go to that site, sidehustleschool.com/extended. You can see everything. And in just a moment, we'll jump into today's, which again is all about how to let go of good ideas, right after this message from our sponsor. And the thank you, by the way, is not a token message. Like, I really do appreciate them. You know, all the sponsors that make the show possible, they allow us, myself, our production team, to bring this special episode and everything else we do on Side Hustle School to you completely free. So thank you to them. And then let's talk about when to let good ideas go.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, here we go. And here is the quote, by the way, that's going to guide our conversation. This quote is from Richard Branson. Ideas are like buses. There's always another one coming. Actually, the way he put it was business opportunities are like buses. There's always another one coming. I think it's true for both those things, whether it's a business opportunity or any sort of idea. Principle here is you can't get hung up over any one idea because there's another one coming. You don't have to worry too much about the bus that got away. Now, I know this is hard. Like, just to frame it right from the beginning, scarcity thinking is human nature. And that fear of missing out, or FOMO, it can overtake all of us. It happens to me too. Like, I'm getting better about it, but it's still all too easy for me to hold on to something just because it's familiar to me, or just because I don't want to admit defeat, or I'm just not able to see the forest for the trees. So it's a common problem. A lot of us struggle with it, but it is a problem. Like, it's not good because it prevents us from following up on what we already know is important, what we've already identified, and it also prevents us from being present and appreciating what we have. So I want to introduce you to a new way of thinking about this concept. If you can learn to take joy in letting go of opportunities, even good ones, what you'll gain is far greater than whatever it is you'll pass up. The thing is, you want to be able to jump on opportunities. You want to pursue new ideas, but you also have to match that opportunity or idea to your situation in life. If you're like most of our listeners, the people I make this show for, you have limited capacity. You don't have 40 hours a week to work on your side hustle. If you're lucky, you've got 5 to 10, let's say. Most of our listeners have jobs. They have no shortage of other responsibilities. So we do need to be strategic in making these choices. Now, that's the framing. The thing is, you probably already know this is a good idea, but because most of us have that FOMO ingrained in us, we're still afraid to embrace it. And that's why you need a reward. Okay, so before I give you the 7 ways, let me give you 3 benefits. Okay, 3 benefits of letting go of good ideas. I just picked 3. It could probably be a longer list, but benefit number 1, you'll gain more experience. By letting go of an idea and trying something else, you're going to move forward a lot faster than somebody who hangs on to ideas for dear life, believing that if they let that one go, nothing good will ever come to them. It's easy for us to look at somebody else and say, like, we know that's not true. Like, obviously, if they had one good idea, they're going to have another one. But sometimes it's hard for us to understand it or to believe it or to feel it ourselves. Okay, speaking of feelings, 2nd benefit, you'll feel better by letting go of ideas. You really will, because we spend so much psychic energy kind of holding on to things. There is too much stuff in our brain, and you have to let go of something in order to embrace something else. Okay, so just by letting go of an idea, you're going to feel better. And then 3, at least I think this is true, you'll likely be more successful. Okay, so this isn't guaranteed. Of course, everybody's experience is their own. But I know for sure that you're going to gain more experience by letting go of ideas. You're probably going to feel better by doing so. And I think you'll likely be more successful. I know this from my own experience. I know this from hearing from many listeners, readers, my community all over the world, other people. Letting go and moving on is a powerful thing. So even if you only get 2 out of 3 of those, I figure that's a victory, right? So letting go of good ideas is a good exercise in thinking bigger and working smarter. So with that in mind, here are 7 ways to know when you should let a good idea go. Ready? All right, here we go. So we're going to count backward from 7. 7, it's time to let go of an idea, even a good one, when you've tried for a while and it's just not working. Okay, this is probably the 1 reason, despite being 7 on the list. You know, if something isn't working, why are you wasting your time? Let's just kind of put that out there. Like, I don't mean to sound like a naysayer. Quite the opposite, in fact. Like, I'm a cheerleader. I often say on the show, like, I'm cheering you on. Totally true. I want you to be successful, but that's the thing. Letting go of ideas will allow you to focus more on what you're good at or what's currently experiencing momentum or a better idea, which I'll come to. It's not about dragging you down at all. It's about removing constraints so that you can be your better self. Like, I don't mean to sound too woo-woo with that, but the reality is, like, if you let go of something that's not working, you pursue something else. Again, like I said a moment ago, you're going to get more experience, you're going to feel better, you'll likely be more successful. All of those things contribute to you being your better self. Okay, so that's 7. 6, when your heart is no longer in it. Again, this isn't woo-woo at all. This is really practical. Like, if it feels like you're just pushing a rock uphill as opposed to making progress, or if you realize something has changed with you, like you used to believe in this thing, but now you don't anymore. That's normal. Like, we all kind of change throughout life. I really think for your side hustle, like, you have to believe in your idea. Like, you have to care about it. You have to look forward to spending time on it. We all have so many things in life that we have to do just because we have to do them. And that's part of responsibility and having a day job and all that. But for your side hustle, it doesn't mean you have to enjoy each moment of it, but it does mean, I think, that you have to look forward to it. You have to care about it overall. So if you stop feeling that way about an idea or project, or if it's a new idea and you think, you know, objectively, this is a good idea, but I just don't care much for it myself. Well, there's your answer. Let it go. Number five, when you've learned that the idea is fundamentally flawed. Okay, so as you work on any project, especially a side hustle, you'll likely gain information as you go. Now, this is inherent to the side hustle process because it's different than a startup. It's different from having a lot of money and writing a long business plan, hiring people, all that kind of stuff. That's not what we do here. You're not necessarily trying to validate each idea before getting to work on it. Again, a key distinction in the side hustle process. So as you go, you're going to gain information, and at some point you might gain some information that you weren't really hoping for, right? But that's kind of reality again as well. So you might discover there's not actually a market for this thing, like you thought there would be, but there's not. Or maybe it's a lot harder or more expensive to provide it than you thought. That's life. That's normal. That's why you're investing your time wisely, not spending forever on projects before you decide if you're going to keep going or not. So when you encounter those situations, when you learn that the idea is fundamentally flawed, don't beat yourself up over it, but let it go. Number four, you should let go of an idea, even a good one, when the idea is highly complex. Speaking of gaining information, as you go along, you may discover it's not that the idea is fundamentally flawed. It might actually be a totally feasible idea. It could be a good idea for somebody, could be really profitable, but it would just take a lot more work, effort. It might just take a lot more resource than you initially imagined. In other words, you bit off more than you can chew. Again, normal, common problem. But if that happens, take a hard look at it. You know, if there's something else you could be doing, why not do that instead? If there is a simpler project, if there's a quicker way you could achieve success, success as you define it, of course, even an initial success or a small success, why not do that instead and let this idea go? Okay, coming down to the top three here, reason number three or way number three, when you don't know how you can make money from the idea. All right, this is something I try to hammer in as well, because here we are, this is Side Hustle School. It's all about economic empowerment. It's about income generating projects. Like, I highly recommend you separate your hobbies from your money making ideas. Doesn't mean your hobby can't be your money making idea in addition, but it doesn't have to be. But when it's your side hustle idea, it has to have a clear way to make money. Okay. So I've been going to yoga a lot recently, yoga and meditation class sometimes. I don't do those things to make money. I have zero interest in starting a yoga side hustle or a meditation side hustle. Now, because I know a bit about the power of observation, because I've lived this for 20 years and started lots of different projects, I probably could, if I wanted to, I could think of some business ideas, might be able to think of something with yoga and meditation, but it's not really what I want to do, first of all. And second of all, related to this approach, you know, if I don't have an obvious revenue model for something, I'm just going to stick with doing those things for my own personal development. Okay, so if there's something you like doing just for the sake of doing, great, keep doing it. But if it's a side hustle idea without a way to make money, let that idea go. Just let it go. Don't look back. It's okay. Number two, when should you let go of a good idea? When you have a better one. There are lots of good ideas in the world. There are probably lots of good ideas in your head right now, but surely they are ranked in some way, right? Or at least surely they can be. And remember the quote, opportunities are like buses. Ideas are like buses. There's always another one coming. Catch the next bus. So listen, a brief little caveat here. You know, some of our listeners often write me and say they have trouble sticking with something. So it's not quite the same situation that I'm talking about here in this extended episode. It's more like they've identified something, but they can't stick with it for more than a week. In that situation, if you have trouble sticking with something, then set a goal of doing it for a defined period of time. You know, the Side Hustle book, I use this 27-day process. I think that's a good timeline. You don't have to use that one, but something similar or comparable might be helpful. So during that time, you just do that. You don't change your idea. But then when that time is up, then you evaluate and say, okay, is this the right thing for me or not? Now, if you're not in that situation, if you don't have a problem sticking with something, then I would say the timeline is almost irrelevant. You know, if a better idea comes along and you think it has real potential, and you're excited about it, then who cares about the first thing? Like, let go of it. If a better idea comes along, you've got limited time, you can only do so many things, do the better thing. Okay, I hope those are helpful. 765-432. And now, the number one way to know when it's time to let go of an idea, even if it's a good idea, number one way is when you realize life is short and you should spend your time doing something that matters. Okay, so ultimately, your side hustle should accommodate your life and not the other way around. Again, this should be something that matters to you. It should be something you believe in. You should feel good about the ideas you choose to invest your time in. And if something, if anything, is holding you back from that, then you should cut it loose. Again, because life is short, I want this to be something that helps your life, not something that is a burden to you in any way. And that's why I'm telling you all these successes every day, but I also try to focus on what their challenges were, what was hard for them. And sometimes people do say, you know what, I realized this project wasn't accommodating my life. I actually kind of ended up building my life around it. And so I had to make some changes to it. I had to maybe let go of a good idea. So again, when you realize life is short, you should spend your time doing something that matters. That's when you should let go of a good idea, because there are always more ideas coming. So that's my top seven list. And I know what somebody out there is thinking, okay? Because I thought this way myself too. All right, so let me speak to this person out there. Maybe it's just one person. Maybe it's you. Who knows? There is somebody out there thinking, oh, that sounds good, but I'm worried about losing my ideas. Like, I'm worried about losing this opportunity, or I'm going to forget about it. Or if I don't do it now, I won't do it later. Or I'm going to lose something major if I don't pursue all 13 of my ideas right now. Which if you think about it and take a step back, you realize, okay, that person's not going to be successful with any of their 13 ideas because they can't do all that at once. So here's my response to that thought process. And again, I've had that thought process myself, no judgment. But to somebody who's like, I'm worried about losing my ideas, here's a little bonus tip that will obviate that concern. Keep a list of your ideas so that if you need to return to any of them later, they won't really be lost. They'll just be there waiting for you. I have a paper notebook that I carry around with me, even in this digital age. Like, I write a lot of stuff down on my computer, but I also use this notebook. And if I have an idea, I write it down. I've got a whole stack of notebooks full of ideas. What's interesting is very rarely do I actually return to any of them, but I like knowing that they're there. Like, I have this weird security in it. And having this list, or at least knowing that it's there, it just kind of gives me the ability to make wiser decisions. And of course, like, you can always be wiser. You can always learn more, have more experience. We're all on a journey and so on. But again, if you're worried about losing your ideas, well, capture ideas so you have them. If the new idea that you thought was better ended up not being the greatest idea, if you discover that it's highly complex, if you discover that it's fundamentally flawed, or if you go down the road with that one and you realize over time, actually, my heart's not in it. I thought it was going to be, but now that I'm actually seeing what's entailed with this, I kind of like the first thing I was doing better. I like my first idea. Well, you still have it, right? You still have the notes that you took on that. You still have whatever work you did on it. And if your idea is so short-term or so temporary that it really is going to be lost if you go on to something else, then you should ask yourself, like, what's the real value of that? If it's so short-term and temporary that if I do something else for a month, it's going to disappear, is it really the best thing for me to be doing for the long-term, for the kind of foundation that I'm hoping to build for myself? So to wrap this up, I know this is a struggle. Like, I know a lot of people struggle with letting go of ideas. That's why I want to make this list for you. If you remember nothing else, just remember that quote, business opportunities are like buses. There's always another one coming. And remember that there is a lot of power in letting go of ideas, even good ones. So I hope this was helpful to somebody out there. If you'd like to see some notes about this, just come to that same link I mentioned earlier. It's sidehustleschool.com/extended. That will actually include links to all these different conversations that we've had, resources for all sorts of things. But mostly, I want to send you off today with that challenge. What good ideas are you willing to let go of? Or just what ideas in general? What's that thing in your mind that's actually been preoccupying, taking up too much space when there is something better for you somewhere else? What ideas are you letting go of? Feel free to let me know. You can write to podcast@sidehustleschool.com. You can tweet me at Chris Guillebeau, ChrisGuillebeau. Sorry, I know it takes 40 seconds to spell my name. And most important of all, be intentional about your choices. I hope you enjoyed this. As I said, I am not a naysayer. I am a cheerleader. I want you to succeed. I want you to win. And I want to do anything I can to support you in that process. But ultimately, it's you doing the work. So do that work. And of course, I'll continue to be here every day with the story. This is Chris Guillebeau, your host and your supporter in giving up on ideas. That's right. It's worth it. Let it go.